Welcome to Freya Singing Tips, the podcast. My name is Freya Casey, professional singer and vocal coach. I have been on stage my whole life, and I'm passionate about helping you discover the awesomeness in your own voice. Opera, musical theater, jazz, pop, folk, rock, I have done it all. And I want to give you golden nuggets of advice on how to be the master of your voice. Hi there and welcome to my channel. Today I would like to talk about how you can find the root of the problem, so please stay tuned. This doesn't only happen for singers. This also happens especially when it comes to the body and physical health. A lot of times, the way medicine works nowadays is that we go to a doctor and we say, okay, my arm hurts, and then they prescribe something that just eases the pain in the arm. But in reality, the cause of the pain in the arm may not actually come from something in the arm. The cause, the root of the cause, may be somewhere else because our bodies constantly try to compensate. The same is true for singers and for the voice. A lot of times when there is a problem, that exact problem might not be like right where you think it is, but the root of the problem may be somewhere totally different. For example, when you have a weak high chest voice and you're thinning out there and you're early on breaking into head voice, the problem is not only the chest voice that you can't sing high, but the problem is also that the fine tuning isn't there between the registers, meaning the transition area is just not really smooth in your voice. So what I always suggest in order to make the transition smoother, you can't just work on one end. You have to work from both ends. You have to work on strengthening the head voice and also working on making different voice colors in head voice to where you can sing it both heavy and light, so that then when you sing the chest voice higher, you don't quite have to be as heavy. You can lighten up without having a harsh flip because you have worked on managing the head voice. It does connect so much better because you control both ends in order to make them more seamless. The same is true, for example, if you have a hard time belting. It might not be that your vocal cords can't do it. It might, of course, be that your vocal cord closure isn't enough, that you have not trained those muscles that keep everything in position, especially the thyroarytenoids. They might not be trained enough to keep the heavy mass of the full vibration of the entire vocal cords going very high. The cause may also be that the subglottal pressure is just not enough yet, meaning you don't have enough compression going on due to a lack of support from down in the core, and maybe a lack of just compressing by having the combination of the support muscles working together with the vocal cord closure, having tight vocal cord closure.
Do you know what the secret sauce is that sets apart a good singer from a great singer? In my free video series, How to Be Truly Great, you will learn what really matters so that you too can become an awesome singer. Check it out on masteryourvoice.tv and just click on free stuff.
So always remember, where is the root of the problem? You don't want to just work on an area of your voice and neglect another. A lot of times, even when you work on, for example, high head voice, your middle voice becomes so much more stable because when you practice the high end, the middle, like, it's easier, right? So when you can run a marathon, it's easy to run 1K. But if you've never run even 1K, if you've always sat down, the 1K will be really hard. So you want to just up your game and always extend, and you want to work on both ends. You want to work on your low end and your high end and the middle, and loud and soft, raspy and non-raspy, breathy and tight vocal cord closure. You want to work all aspects of your voice. And by the way, I will put the link below. I have a free 30-minute vocal warm-up. There's also a checklist that you can download with it that goes with it on my website, masteryourvoice.tv. And that will make sure you can kind of check off when you want to really work out your voice with all the areas that you can sing in. That is a really good checklist to go through and to do on the daily. If you want to go more in depth, consider checking out my course, Back to the Basics. All those videos in that course are not anywhere on YouTube, and it's exclusive. It has almost 50 videos in it by now, and I always extend the library, and you can ask me personal questions. Have a wonderful day, and I hope to see you soon.